Ex-Nissan chief wanted Trump rants on John Trout. Lebanon has received an Interpol arrest warrant for fugitive and former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, while Turkey has launched an investigation into his escape from Japan.
Another development in the case is also from here in Turkey, where prosecutors have launched an investigation into Ghosn's audacious escape.
Correspondent Gül Tezuz, Ghosn apparently went through Istanbul on his way to Lebanon. With three more days stay at his Mar-a-Lago resort before returning to the White House, President Trump is picking up his anti-impeachment messaging on Twitter.
After tweeting some quotes from Fox News hosts and a New York Post columnist, President Trump, with his first impeachment tweet of 2020, a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty, filthy cops, politicians, government officials, and an investigation that was illegally started and spied on my campaign. The witch hunt is sputtering badly, but still going on. If this had happened to a presidential candidate or president who was a Democrat, everybody involved would long ago be in jail for treason and more, and it would be considered the crime of the century, far bigger and more sinister than Watergate. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Extensive rains are forecast for the deep south this weekend. Along with it, meteorologist Chad Myers reports
flash flood and flood watches have been posted all the way across parts of Louisiana into Georgia and Alabama. We even have the potential for some tornadoes today with severe weather. So this is a spring type event, even though we're not quite into spring.
Julian Castro has dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary race. Castro was the only Latino candidate in the field and one of the biggest voices on immigration. The Coast Guard has called off the search for five crew members of the crab fishing vessel Scandies Rose that sank New Year's Eve off Alaska. Two men who donned survival suits and got into a life raft were rescued, the vessel full of crab pots. I'm John Trout.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
The new year right with a new ride at Quachan Casino Resort. It's the New Year New Ride Giveaway. Use your Players Rewards Club card and start earning entries now through January 25th. Then be here on Saturday, January 11th and 25th for hourly cash drawings from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will go home with a brand new 2020 Palisade SUV. Out with the old, in with the new, only at the Cube.
Management reserves all rights.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 70 today, 47 overnight tonight. Windy day, north wind at 15. Sunny and 68 tomorrow, 43 tomorrow night, north wind at 10. And for Saturday, mostly sunny and 70, northeast wind at 5, 44 Saturday night.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to a special Thursday edition of Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In the studio, we have Karen Harris, who is the marketing specialist at Visit Yuma. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And Roger Naylor, who is the author of Arizona State Parks, A Guide to Amazing Places in the Grand Canyon State. Good morning, Roger. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. I'm happy to
be back.
Thanks
for being on the air. Yeah,
oh, it's my pleasure. Always my pleasure.
This is terrific. So, you've been writing for a few weeks now.
Yeah, actually, I've been a full-time freelancer for 30-plus years now.
And specifically travel, hiking?
The last 15 years I've been, for a long time I wrote humor for magazines and newspapers around the country, did pop culture, politics, anything that anybody would write me a check, I'd write a story. But for the past 15 years, I've been writing exclusively Arizona travel. I was living such a great life in Arizona, I thought, you know, this is what I want to write about. I want to write about these great places I'm eating, all these cool places I'm hiking, all this wonderful stuff that we have in our backyard.
So what was it that took you to that fork in the road? I'm doing this, I'm doing the grind, all of a sudden, this is more fun, it's more exciting, it speaks to the heart more. What was the deciding factor?
Well, it was just that, is that I was living the kind of life that I wanted to tell people about. I was discovering so much cool stuff, and I've been traveling and rambling around Arizona for about 45 years now, and it's just been a state that I fell in love with from the very first time I showed up as a college student. In fact, that kind of wrecked my college career. I came out to Flagstaff to go to NAU. In 75, in the first semester, I was dean's list, and by the second semester, I was on academic probation, because by then, I found out I could get up and go to class, or I could hitchhike to the Grand Canyon, or
you
down to Sedona, or
yeah.
I could head up to the peaks, or, you know, there's just too much out the back door. So I started just rambling around Arizona and stuff, and so I was writing, like I said, making a good living at it and very comfortable, but I kept thinking, I got to tell people about this cool place I found where I get a great pecan pie or this great burger over here or this beautiful hiking trail. So I pitched a couple of ideas to Arizona Highways magazine, and lo and behold, they bought them, and so now all of a sudden I'm writing for Arizona Highways, and next thing I know, I'm writing for the Arizona Republic newspaper. Pretty soon, I become their primary travel freelancer. So they're sending me all over the state to write about the stuff, and it's just been this great ride. It's like this. I'm running a scam, basically. You know, I can't believe that they're actually paying me to do this stuff that I was already doing anyway.
I run this bit as the executive director of Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I've got the best job in all of Yuma. I think I found somebody that might have a better job than me.
It sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but yeah, it sounds like you got a great gig.
It is not bad. You know, when I'm heading out the door, my wife says, "Well, what are you going to go do?" Well, I got to go hike here, and then I got to go eat a burger here, and then I got to take a Jeep tour, and then I'm going to go in the explore this caverns, and work, 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 toil, toil, toil. So.
And you keep friends talking this way?
Yeah, not so many. Everybody wants to be my assistant. Everybody volunteers for that.
What a treat. So Karen, how did we get Roger down here for whatever? I know there's some events happening, book signings and things like that. How did we land Roger to come down here this time of year? This is great.
Yeah, it's the best time of year in Yuma for sure. And we've got our new Ag to Art markets happening. The next one will be this Sunday at the Colorado River State Historic Park. So right, you know, core of Yuma, you don't have to go very far to get to it from 10 to 3 this Sunday. And we paired up, since it's in the state park, why not have Roger come as he's going around the state letting people know about his book? What a great matchup for him to be able to speak to one of our two state parks that we have here.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to be giving a talk at 1 p.m. at the Ag to Art Market.
Nice. And then you have a busy day scheduled today. Thank you for being part of Chamber
sure.
Chatter this morning. So Yuma is a very unique place. Off the air, you said that only Yuma and Sedona have the distinction of two state parks.
Exactly, yeah. So you've got two chapters in the book.
Okay.
The thing about the state parks that's, you know, I mean, we're known for to be a for the Grand Canyon, but it's actually the state parks that define our scenic diversity and rich history. You know, the state parks, that's where you'll find everything from the tall cactus desert to craggy mountains to red rock canyons to pine forest, rolling grasslands to a playground of rivers and lakes. Every chapter of Arizona history is preserved by the state parks. Native American culture, Spanish colonial times, Civil War, Wild West. And, of course, the recreational possibilities are endless. This is some of the best hiking, fishing, swimming, camping, stargazing, wildflower chasing in the whole state. These are bite-sized, family-friendly adventures, and they're right on our doorstep. And most importantly, these are our parks. You know, people travel from all over the globe to visit Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, some of our high-value destinations and stuff, but not so many know about Roper Lake and Reardon Mansion and Yuma Prison and Cattail Cove. That's our turf. So the state parks are less crowded, they're less expensive, and the money you do spend stays in the local community. It supports the local community. When people come to the Yuma Prison, which is I'm telling them to do all the, I'm traveling over the state saying you got to check out Yuma Prison and the Colorado River Historic State Park. So when they get here, they're eating in the restaurants. They're staying in the hotels. They're gassing up. They're doing their shopping here and stuff. So that connection between the communities and the state parks is what makes them really special, I think. Because every state park is part of a community, as opposed to the national parks that tend to be in more remote locations. The state parks are either right in town or right on the edge of town, with only one exception. Alamo Lake is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but every other state park is kind of
but
right.
Great fishing at Alamo Lake.
Exactly.
Great fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one known as one of the great bass fishing spots. They have tournaments there all through the winter.
I'm not
spring.
A very good fisherman. I really am not. I'm a better beer drinker, but I pulled about a 17-incher on that bad boy, and it was
nice.
It was tasty. Yeah. It was really good stuff.
Yeah.
Went through a few kits, but that's okay. But you talked about the phrase you used, Roger, was bite-sized. How important is that to a traveler? How important is that it's bite-sized? You can get through it. Or do you take as long as you like or as little as you like?
Exactly. I think, you know, everybody has such a busy schedule these days. You're trying to cram as much as you can in. And as much as I love the Yuma parks, you know, you can spend a couple of hours at the prison and feel like you really got to see a lot of, you know, got to see it pretty thoroughly. same with the Colorado River State Park. You know, so, and then you've got the rest of your day to, you know, you hit a couple of parks. And then you've got so much more time to enjoy what else is in town. And that what I do with the book is with each park chapter, I include a lot of popular events and then also include nearby attractions. So while you're in town, I want to make sure that you know about the East Wetlands and the West Wetlands and the hiking trails and Gateway Park. And I want to make sure that you know about the Field to Feast tours and the Summer Tamale Festival and you know, all the cool stuff that's happening, Castle Dome Mines Museum, and all the great stuff, so that's why you're here, you make more of an adventure. You may not just come to spend a whole weekend just to visit the prison, but come visit the prison, and man, you got all this other great stuff to do and stuff. And that's the same with each park. You know, when you come up to visit me in Cottonwood and go hiking at Dead Horse Ranch State Park, I want to make sure you know about the Verde Canyon Railroad and Clemenceau Museum and the Verde Valley Wine Trail and all that kind of stuff, so that you're experiencing what Cottonwood has to offer as well as the state park.
We did the train ride last summer. We had a blast.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's the stark contrast, what you go through back and forth is cool. And the wineries, there's actually a winery in Chino Valley. That is pretty special stuff. And these hidden gems,
exactly.
I'm looking forward to reading the book.
Well, I appreciate that. But, yeah, that's what I want people to, you know, I mean, I'm not discouraging anybody. You know, go to the Grand Canyon. Holy cow, you got to go to the Grand Canyon. You got to go to Monument Valley. You know, when I'm elected governor, one of the first laws I'm going to pass is that every resident has to visit the Grand Canyon. I'm not knocking any of those places. But, you know, check out the little ones, you know, on the way. Check out the, you know, a lot of people don't know about these that are, you know, just right on the edge of town. Or, and again, like I said, they're intimate. So, you know, if you're not an experienced hiker, these are great places to start. If you got kids that want to learn to fish, these are great places to start. If you want to camp, got easy campgrounds. And a lot of the parks have cabins now.
Yes.
So you can kind of, you know, take it a little easier. Like you said, Alamo Lake, I had one of the best nights sleep of my life. Out there in the middle of they got this beautiful cabin. It's just great. So there's all these little advantages.
I want to talk about your candidacy after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KDLU.
You're invited to Wills and Trust 101. This free educational event is presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson. You'll learn why we think Arizona may be the best state to create your estate plan and what you can do today to protect your assets and how to avoid a probate nightmare for your family. Reservations are now being accepted for the next Wills and Trust 101 workshop happening on Thursday, January 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the Yuma Main Library. Space is limited. Secure your seat now by calling 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Good food, great steaks, unparalleled service. They go hand in hand at Daybreakers Cafe. Their daily menu offers a wide variety of food choices. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you're sure to enjoy a delicious, hearty meal at Daybreakers Cafe. Try their weekly specials like All You Can Eat Spaghetti Mondays or their famous fish fry on Fridays. Prime rib is served Friday through Sunday, and breakfast is served all day, every day. They're easy to get to just off the I-8 at Frontage Road. Daybreakers Cafe, a Foothills favorite for 14 years.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU Studio. We have Karen Harris, who is a marketing specialist at Visit Yuma. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And Roger Naylor, the author of Arizona State Parks, A Guide to Amazing Places in the Grand Canyon State. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. So, thanks for having me.
You betcha. So, off the air, we talked about don't just be a riding candidate for governor. That's pretty great. But it's a great state. I mean, I lived in California for many, 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 many years. I lived in Oklahoma for a while. I've traveled the country. But Arizona is so unique with its topography and the climates and all the things.
Yeah, nobody can match our diversity. You know, I mean, I drove down here, I drove to Yuma yesterday, got in yesterday. I'm in shorts and a T-shirt on January 1st. Do you know how many people would give, you know, to have our Decembers and Januaries? And the amazing thing is, what the difference is, that if I wanted to go play in snow, I could have been playing in the snow.
Right.
You know, you get up in the morning, and you kind of decide what sort of season you want. It's not a plane ride. It's not, you know, you got to pack and make plans and go through security lines. It's you jump in your car and you drive for a couple of hours, and you're either in you're experiencing you're building a snowman, or you're walking around in shorts and T-shirt in winter. The same with the summertime. If you, I'm a desert rat. I love the heat, so it can never get too hot for me. I'm perfectly happy, but if you want to cool off, hey, the mountains are right there. You know, if you don't like the season you're having in Arizona, another one's waiting just up the road, and that's an amazing gift.
You've written a book about the dozens of state parks we have here in Arizona. What makes for a great state park?
Well, they're all so unique. You know, for me, my favorite are the hiking parks. You know, Dead Horse Ranch State Park in Cottonwood is about 5 minutes from my house. So that's, I'm there. When I'm in town, I'm there, you know, just like virtually every day in the afternoon hiking. You know, and they got 20-plus miles of hiking trails, and that disappear. So what an incredible opportunity for me to just, you know, well, I'm done work. I'm going to go take a couple of hours and do nothing but hike into backcountry. So the hiking is really crucial for me. But I'm also a history buff. I love the history. That's one of the things. One of the reasons, the first reason I fell in love with Yuma is when I would stop by the prison. Because back then, as I've written in the Yuma Visitor Guide, as I write in the book, when I first showed up in Yuma in the late 70s, I did not like the town at all. It was a very different place.
And you didn't hint words about it either.
I did not care for it at all and stuff. And but now I'm such a champion of it because, you know, of the transformation that you've done. You know, and I write in the book about, you know, Yuma's the poster child for doing things right. I mean, I've never seen a town put forth the kind of long-term plan and initiative that you guys have and then actually have it right. Fulfilled, come true. And, you know, I mean, my hat's off. So I am a big ambassador of Yuma. I'm all over the state talking about how great Yuma is, and it's one of the reasons I love coming down here and writing about it and stuff. So I kind of strayed from your question. Each park is, you know, they're very unique and very reflective of the communities they are. So it's sort of, you know, a couple of the greatest wildflower spots you'll find in the state are state parks. So, you know, that's, you know, in the spring, I'll be at Picacho Peak. and Lost Dutchman in Catalina. I'll be there over and over in February and March and stuff because, you know, watching, checking for wildflowers and stuff. If you want to fish, if you want water, you know, we got those. You know, so it's just every, there's so much diversity within the state park system that, you know, I like to encourage people to be sure to visit their state, local state parks, but then you got to get out and see the others too because it's so great. You got to tour Karchner Caverns. You got to go fishing at Lyman Lake. You got to come hiking in Dead Horse. You got to go swimming in Slide Rock. You know, all those are state parks. It's just, you know, great adventures.
When I first moved to Tucson, I left California in 92 and was driving down I-10, and I saw the flowers there off I-10 near Picacho Peak. But this is something special.
Yeah, it is.
I pulled off and just blown away.
Exactly.
But you have to slow down a little bit, too. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Slow down a little bit because there's wonderful things out there.
Right. Well, and that's what the state parks give you that chance to do. It's like I said, it's, you know, they're not that expensive. You know, I have a state park pass. It's like $75 a year, so it's kind of a bargain. But even if you don't have a pass, you know, most of the admission fees are between $5 and $10,
yeah,
you know, per carload or person. So, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to, if you're driving, yeah, like you said, you're driving on I-10, go, holy cow, that mountainside right there, Picacho, is just covered with flowers.
Beautiful.
Let's pull off and stop. That's going to set you back about, you know, $7, I think, for the admission fee. So, you know, it's just
gorgeous.
A great,
it's just,
you know,
gorgeous.
Yeah, get out and hike around a little and see some flowers. It's nice.
So, Karen, the idea of bringing Roger, when you said you didn't like Yuma in the 1970s, were you the guest speaker at the Visit Yuma banquet?
Yeah,
a couple years ago. When you said you didn't like, I said, I've heard you talk before.
That's right. Yeah. It's quite a story of transformation.
It really is.
It is.
Look at the legacy of Charlie Flynn, what he did on the riverfront, mm-hmm, and now Royal Perry Jr., what they've done with East Wetlands, West Wetlands, and Gateway Park.
And next vision coming up for them, next chapters.
Yeah, yes, and it's something special because they've got the vision and the drive to get it done.
It really is, and that's why I try to get the word out. Of, you know, when I'm the Yuma Prison is, you know, that's one of the parts of my presentation, the slideshow that I'm doing all over the state and stuff. And then it's in the book about with both state parks where I write about it. And what I tell people is, you know, because so many people, I hear this all the time, you know, there's nothing in Yuma, you know, because what they've seen is they're on their way to San Diego and they stop to get gas or grab a bike.
And that's
and
it.
That's it. They don't have any knowledge of it. And so that's why I'm trying to educate them. No, you've got to stop. You wouldn't believe the change that's happened. You wouldn't believe the riverfront. You get out and you walk along the trails. You visit the prison. You visit the Colorado River State Park. You grab some of this incredible food they've got there. I mean, this is a foodie haven that's just waiting to be discovered.
Yes,
you know, this is one of my favorite places to come and eat. So many great restaurants. Or if I can make it to the restaurant, a lot of times I'm stopping at a food truck or a taco stand. And you know, so it's, you know, there's so much to see and do here that's not immediately visible to people, and that's why I'm always trying to encourage, you know, again, people to get out and explore. And that's the way it is with so many towns around the state. You know, if you're willing to take the time, just poke around a little bit, stop, get out, you know, spend a little time. That's the state parks are a great introduction to that. You know, way to introduce you to the communities of Arizona.
And the tie back to history, there's just something special. Of all the state parks, which one has the closest ties to history, tells the best story of history of all the state parks?
Well, Yuma Prison is my favorite of the historic parks, by far. But there are other great ones. You know, the Tubac Presidio. Tubac was the first European settlement in Arizona. It was, you know, back in the Spanish colonial times, built to protect the nearby mission and stuff. So, you know, that's a really amazing story, too. A great place to visit. Reard Mansion tells the logging history of, you know, and of Flagstaff there. So, you know, there's some really good historic parks like that and stuff. But, yeah, Yuma Prison, just something really special, you know, especially for me. You know, I like any prison that I'm not in. I think it validates me somehow. But
I'm going to steal that. Permission to steal, sir.
So it's just, you know, it's such a great, spooky, fun place, you know, that I think resonates with everybody, you know, for for history buffs, or, you know, if you're kids, you know, I see kids having so much fun there. Anytime when you can lock your little sister in a cell, or, you know, have a mugshot taken, or, you know, that's just fun stuff for kids. So there's, you know, it's kind of, you know, really the ultimate in family friendly.
Well, there's a ghost trolley tour tomorrow night.
It's
tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, I believe. You may want to connect on that. It was in today's papers. I saw the column in today's paper, Ramblin' Man, so I thought, okay.
And that was something that you had mentioned you'd like to know.
Yeah, I did. I love, you know, there's, I want to learn more about the history of it. And yes, I've written about the ghost trolley tours, but I'm never in town when they're happening. So the
opportunity is knocking.
I got to try to go.
And the prison was named America's Most Haunted Destination, which is kind of a cool distinction.
Exactly.
I've been on a couple of ghost walking tours downtown, and it is some really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
At the break, I'll show you a photograph of my ghost in front of the Molina building. I took a picture of the building. Ghost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty special stuff. It's special stuff. So, after Yuma, what's your next stop after Yuma?
Well, I get to go home for about 3 days, and then I'm down in Tucson for a few days.
Okay, and the parks in Tucson are?
Catalina State Park is the one right on the edge of town, but, you know, there is also Patagonia Lake nearby. There's Parchner Caverns, Tombstone Courthouse, all sort of within about an hour of Tucson.
Catalina State Park, what's special about Catalina? I lived in North Tucson for a while. I just didn't get it.
It's on the north slope of the Santa Catalina Mountains. So you got Mountain Limit above. So it's this classic Arizona. You're hiking in desert, looking up at snow-capped peaks, and a great wildflower destination. Miles of hiking trails, and they have some really good programs. They have concerts through the winter and mm-hmm. Stuff, some really fun stuff. Not too far from there is Oracle State Park, too. That's a really interesting one up by the biosphere. Mm-hmm. Great historic ranch house and cool hiking trails as well. A lot of wildlife sightings and stuff. So, you know, a little something for everybody.
Sitting in my backyard in Tucson watching Pooch Ridge, watching that change colors at sunset, mm-hmm. It's really something special.
Tucson has some spectacular sunsets.
Yeah, the colors off that ridge mm-hmm. there is just really something mm-hmm. special.
And they've been establishing a population up in the wilderness area there of desert bighorn. And they've been so successful that a lot of times the desert bighorns will wander down into Catalina State Park. So, you know, what a great sight.
What a treat that is.
You know, you're just hiking along the trail, and all of a sudden you look up on the side of the cliff, and there's, you know, you see a couple bighorns leaping around.
I know it's like a parent talking about their child, but I don't want to go down that road, but... Favorite place to camp in all the parks, best camping.
Oh, gosh. Maybe Lost Dutchman, maybe Lyman Lake, you know, both of those. Depends, I guess, if you want mountains and desert or if you're interested in lake. Alamo Lake's got really good camping, too, because it is so remote. So, you know, you don't head out there for a day trip. You're spending a couple of nights usually.
But
so.
Alamo, great stargazing there as well,
yeah,
because
exactly,
there's just no spoils out there whatsoever.
Yeah. A lot of the parks have star parties now where they'll have the astronomy clubs come up out and set up the telescope, so you get not only just the normal dark skies, but you get to really study them close. Oracle, Parchner Caverns both does that. I think Alamo Lake does that. Pomala Beach, some of the others.
So how many miles do you put on your car every year?
About 20,000.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah. But it never leaves Arizona. it's not like I'm taking a big trip back east or anything. It's all just rambling around Arizona.
When you first started writing and you got this gig with Arizona Highway, what was your first aha moment? That this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my life. I've chosen correctly. This is the aha moment.
I think when I'd pitched an idea for a story that they used as the cover story of Arizona Highways, and it was actually involved two state parks. I was hiking between Slide Rock State Park up in Oak Creek Canyon and down to Red Rock State Park. It's like a 30-mile hike, and they jumped at that and used it as a cover story, and I thought, yeah, this is pretty cool.
Very cool.
You know, yeah.
That had to be not only an aha moment, but yeah, I've reached not so much the pinnacle, but I mean, Arizona Highways doing any better than that, and the distribution of that is global.
Yeah. Yeah, only about 25% of Arizona highways is consumed in Arizona.
Correct.
Some of it's around the world.
Yeah. Correct. They make great Christmas gifts, by the way.
Yeah.
Been doing that for years and years and years. So the Ag to Art Market, that's this Sunday.
Yeah. And that's at 1 o'clock.
And that's from 10 to...
10 till 3 p.m. for
okay.
the market.
So how do we tie Ag to Art? I mean, what's the connection, Ag to Art?
Well, what we're bringing together is both the farm produce, the farm-made foods and products that come from our local folks growing right here around Yuma, whether that's local honey, breads and jams, the fruits and vegetables themselves coming in to the market this time of year especially. And then we really felt like the artist community here has also been a great crop that's really come to fruition. So we invited in local artists that have their paintings, their drawings, their ceramics, clay, you know, whatever medium it is, they really bring some wonderful pieces that are all locally made.
I want to talk about some other events you have coming up, too, after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Spriggs pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition.
And it's time to get outside. It's open season in the desert southwest. That means open dove and quail season. Duck and goose open now too. And don't forget archery deer. Over-the-counter deer tags available right now.
So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition.
And open season in the desert southwest.
And it's all happening at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Hey everyone, News 11's Dominique Newland here with your latest headlines. A new report shows that Yuma nurse practitioners are among the highest paid in the nation. Forbes magazine placed Yuma at number 7 in a list of the 50 cities where nurse practitioners earn the most money. They reported that nurse practitioners in Yuma earn an average of over $140,000 a year, or about $70 an hour. The magazine explained that it came up with the figures using occupational and salary data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics for registered nurse practitioners. So if you're a new graduate looking for a career path, here's a promising goal for you. And as the number of vaping-related illnesses continue to rise, the Trump administration has announced it may soon ban certain flavored e-cigarette pods. As of December 27th, 2,500 cases of lung injuries linked to e-cigarettes have been reported.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Karen Harris, who is the marketing specialist at Visit Yuma. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, everyone.
And we've got Roger Naylor, author of Arizona State Parks, A Guide to Amazing Places in the Grand Canyon State. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
And when I go through my litany of events, we're going to double check and make sure we tell folks about your talk at the Colorado River State Historic Park on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Busy, busy month at Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Our next Good Morning Yuma is Thursday, January 9th at 6:30 a.m. That's at the Pivot Point Conference Center. It's $15 for members, $25 for non-members. It's going to be a great event, sponsored by YRMC, but the presentation is going to be from the Small Business Advocate of the Small Business Administration. I've heard Marina's talk many, many times, and she localizes it for Yuma business. Great program, Thursday, January 9th, 6:30. Get there early. Parking can be kind of a challenge. That's the Small Business Advocate of the Small Business Administration. The Yuma County Chamber of Commerce's annual awards and installations banquet. That's Friday, January 17th. 6 o'clock, Arizona Western College. We're going to have a blast. We're celebrating 115 years of advocating for small business. The I love the entertainment. The Gadsden Marching Band will be playing ahead of time.
All right.
I think I got dared.
Yeah.
I bet you can't get the Gadsden Marching Band, but we're also going to have the AWC Chamber Chorale Group will be singing during dinner, because you can't have a marching band during dinner, but it should be pretty fun. That is January 17th. Tickets are $50 at Eventbrite. A lot of fun. It's going to be a great event. A lot of awards being handed out that evening as well. Governor Doug Ducey's State of the State Address in Yuma will be on Tuesday, January 21st, 11:30. That will also be at Arizona Western College. The governor and his team really enjoy the facility, AWC, the setup. The security people love it. And that we could have some events before and after that luncheon. But tickets and sponsorships will be available tomorrow. We just got word over the holiday. That's Tuesday, January 21st at 11:30. Governor Doug Ducey will be in Yuma for his State of the State Address. A monthly mixer, Wednesday, January 22nd, 5:30. That's at Juliana's this month. Brant does a great job. Juliana's is really Yuma's best year in, year out. So you want to be there for that. That is the 22nd at 5:30. $5 for members, $15 for non-members. And for those of us that are getting involved in this sort of thing, and the future governor, possibly, the first day of the Arizona Legislature is on Monday, January 13th. I'll be up there for the original State of the State Address. We're blessed here in Yuma. We have six state representatives on both sides of the aisle that really represent southwestern Arizona very well. So I'm looking forward to seeing them on Monday the 13th up in Phoenix and getting started with the 100th legislature of the state of Arizona. So, that's your chamber that's your calendar for January. So, are you going to be doing book signings on Sunday or just to talk?
I give a talk with a slideshow, PowerPoint presentation, show off a lot of the beautiful parks around the state, and then answer questions if people have them, sell books, sign books, hang around, chat with people, swap Arizona tales. I'm happy to just hang out and be part of the fun for a while and stuff.
But it is a great location, the Colorado State Historic Park. I'd been here almost 8 years, and there was a farmer's market down there, so Deb and I went and stopped by, and I said, I've never been here. We were in there for 2.5 hours.
It's beautiful grounds. Is the pie shop open?
Absolutely.
Oh.
You get your pie pass and stop back again and again.
Yeah, so
it's almost like food's a currency with this guy. I mean,
it'll get him there.
Burgers, burritos, and pies.
Well, one of my books is called Boots and Burgers, an Arizona Handbook for Hungry Hikers, because that's my favorite day of all. In fact, Yuma's featured in that one, because I have Telegraph Pass and Lutz Casino. So what a great day. You come, you hike, you walk off a few calories, and then you stop, you have a great burger, you pack them right back on again. So that's my favorite days of all.
Wait. The name of that book is?
Boots and Burgers, an Arizona Handbook for Hungry Hikers. I'll have all my books for sale at the Agda Art Market, or you can always go to rogernaylor.com, my website, and order them.
And I really encourage people to pick up this book. You're thinking state parks. How exciting can it be? Yes, you need vital information, but besides facts and figures, this is really heart and soul in this book. It is a wonderful read. His wry humor sure comes through. It's just a delight.
Well,
it's too bad you're not having any fun. That's really a shame. You're not having any fun doing this.
Well, I've got this drudgery of a job. I have to toil around. I have to go hiking and take hot air balloon rides and Jeep tours, and it's just work, 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 one thing after another.
Jeep tours, where are they the hottest? Jeep tours?
Sedona. Sedona's always the one of the very big things, and it is a great way to explore a lot of the backcountry. I'm a hiker, so I like to, see it on foot. But, it's a great family adventure, especially if you've got, these surly teenagers that are, moody and never smile and stuff. You take them on one of the Jeep rides and get them bouncing up and down and climbing the hills and stuff, and you'll see some smiles.
I love it. And you said an annual pass for state parks is $75?
Yeah, $75.
What an inexpensive investment. Let's say you only go to two or three parks. But you're investing in the future of these parks.
And it's
exactly.
Also an incentive to get out there and make good use of the pass.
Right, exactly.
It encourages you to do more. And a lot of the parks, like where I am, Dead Horse Ranch, again, it's by carload. most of the, you know, the parks where you drive in, it's by carload. So it's like $7 for the entire family. Where else can you go for, you know, that kind of stuff? Same, you know, you got your pass. That gets everybody in. It's not just you getting in. It's everybody in your car that gets in.
So why is there a state park in Cottonwood, and why is it Dead Horse Ranch?
Well, because that was the name of it, given to it by kids, not surprisingly. When a family was out looking for some property back in the 1940s, they were looking at different ranches, and one of them had a dead horse out in the field. And when the parents asked the kids, which one did you like best, they said, the one with the dead horse. That became the name of the ranch. And when they sold it to Arizona State Parks, they made keeping the name a part of the stipulation of buying it. So it's Dead Horse Ranch State Park. So it doesn't tell you, you know, because it's such a beautiful park because it stretches along the Verde River. So you've got the river for fishing. You've got like 20 miles of trails heading into the limestone hills. One trail, one of the old historic wagon roads, actually goes all the way to Sedona. I've hiked that a few times, where you can just start in Dead Horse Ranch, end up at Red Rock State Park, like 15 miles across the valley. It's a great hike. But then they've also got these three beautiful lagoons shaded by cottonwood trees, and it's just a gorgeous little spot. So beautiful camping. Hiking, they offer horseback rides. They have a concessionaire that offers horseback rides, so it's great for fishing, camping. They've got cabins as well. You know, so it's just, and again, like I said, it's 5 minutes from my house. Got bald eagles there, and if you come to hear me talk, you'll hear about the personal feud I'm having with a great blue heron at Dead Horse Ranch State Park stuff. So. It's just a beautiful little spot. That, you know, again, that's such a huge part of the community, but right there in the middle of town. You know, you can, one of the trails actually connects to our downtown, our old town, which is about a half mile away. So you can walk along the river to get to the old town and go have a couple of wine tastings. In the we've got like six wine tasting rooms in Cottonwood. We're known as a little wine town now.
The chamber boss in Cottonwood, Christian Del Rio, great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It just really loves the area. Mm-hmm. You couldn't ask for a guy that sells Cottonwood any better. So next time you see Christian, please tell him hello for me.
I
good
will
guy.
Do that.
And a great part of the state, too.
It is. It's beautiful. I love the Verde Valley. You know, I mean, I've been there for 25 years. I've got this Red Rocks of Sedona out one window. I've got Mingus Mountain and Jerome on the side out the other window and stuff. So it's, you know, very centrally located. I'm an hour from Flag, I'm an hour from Prescott, I'm an hour from the northern suburbs of Phoenix. So
life is good. So where will this talk happen on Sunday? If you're doing a PowerPoint presentation, where will we be on Sunday?
It'll be in one of the, we think, in the storehouse. We're expecting a big crowd, so
yep.
We're really going to open it up and get a lot of chairs in there, have it be comfortable for everyone who's coming. And the setup at the park is going to be a little different for the Agda Art Market. People are going to turn off of 4th Avenue onto 1st Street and park right on the corner of 1st and 4th in the dirt lot that's there. We'll have cones set up and everything for lines of cars, because we think it will be of hundreds of people coming. And then you walk yourself from that parking lot across the little canal. There's a bridge there and a back entrance into the state park. That's going to be the main way to get into the state park. Of course, the park is open for free that day because we've done a takeover of it for the Agda Art Market. But our visitor center is also open, so people are encouraged to go in there and check it out. The parking lot where people usually go to park for the Colorado River State Historic Park is going to be handicapped only on that day. So don't go up 4th Avenue to the main gate. You'll want to turn off on 1st Street to get parked and walk in the back way of the park.
And the way to get there, is that 3rd Avenue, that's right at the corner of our building, 1st Street, the little street there, and then to the canal?
Yes, like right behind where the sheriff is and the jail there. Yep.
Next to the Heritage building, the three-story white city hall. So that's the entrance that side. If you've ever been to the big harvest dinner, that's the entrance to the harvest dinner as well.
Yep, okay. You'll see the line of people walking across the little bridge, and you'll come on into the Agda Art Market. You'll see all the vendors set up. And, of course, we'll have signage pointing people to where the talk will be at 1 o'clock.
And bring a few bucks, too, because you're going to find something of human interest.
Fresh
eggs. I put that in the human interest. I stuck it in
there. Absolutely, yeah.
In the visitor center, great stuff there. And how many of your books are there? None, one?
I think we've got at least three or four.
Oh, great. Okay.
because the Boots to Burgers, I need to go find that one. That sounds like a great fun read.
And as a little bonus, everybody who comes to my 1 o'clock talk and buys one of my books there will also receive the official Grand Canyon National Park Centennial Magazine. I was very honored when they asked me to write their Centennial Magazine. The Grand Canyon National Park turned 100 last year, and I wrote the magazine. It's a beautiful 56-page, glossy, multicolored magazine that's only available at the Grand Canyon itself or from the author, me.
Hey, if you know the way to get it, he's going to be there. Fantastic.
But the thing about Sunday, too, I get to learn something. I get to learn something about Yuma art and some of the crafts and some of the craftsmen. You talk about pottery and that sort of thing, but I get to learn something about our state parks as well. I'm looking forward to that.
And through the eyes of a guy who didn't find much to like at the beginning and has seen the progression through the last couple decades.
The quote, "I didn't like this place very much." I mean, it still kind of resonates.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the progression. That's the thing. I saw the before and the after.
Yeah.
Because I had stopped coming to Yuma. I was done with Yuma. There was not much here. I'd visited the prison a few times. I'd eaten at Lutz. There wasn't too much else left for me. And then Ann Walker from Visit Yuma started corresponding with me and said, you know, when I was writing for the Arizona Republic, said, you need to come back and you need to come and see Yuma. And I'm like, oh, all right.
And in the interest of
journalistic fairness, I will go. And holy cow, what a transformation. I didn't even recognize the town.
All
I didn't
the new chefs
recognize
the
stuff.
Up and come, the new activities.
Exactly. And so I just fell in love with it. I wrote a story about Yuma, that Field the Feast, I think, the tours that year. I took one of those. And that's become a tradition. So I come back every year to Yuma, write a story for the Arizona Republic, and you know, just there's always something more I want to come back and discover. So I'm here every winter, but I'm also, you know, I come in spring, fall, and heaven help me, I'm here in the summer sometimes too. So I mean, it's just such a great little place. I'm always happy to be here.
We talk birding occasionally. Is birding still as big as it has been?
Absolutely. We're right in the smack in the middle of the flyway, with a lot of the Central American and Mexican birds coming up our way to winter. And there's so many unusual birds that you can see here in Yuma during the winter that, and with climate change or temperatures changing, we're seeing more coming into this area that weren't here in past years.
Arizona has the most bird species of any state that doesn't have an ocean.
Interesting. We also lead the nation in most registered boats per capita. Did you know that?
That
we have most registered boats per capita in Arizona.
People want to get to the water. We've got great water here.
They'll put a boat in a bathtub if they have to, just say that they're in the water. Okay. Oh, we never did get to your events, but we're going to talk about that next break that's happening at Visit Yuma.
Great.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Okay.
Get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the Road Reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hire me now at edbroadcast.com. edbroadcasters.com. That's hire me now at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Karen Harris, who is the marketing specialist at Visit Yuma. Hello, Karen.
Glad to be here, John.
You bet. Thank you for coming out. And Roger had to sneak out. He is doing a TV gig, so he is on the road doing it. And Russ Clark has a microphone. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you.
It's going
to
be great. 2020. I was going to steal a line from somebody. Make sure in this year that you set goals that you can reach.
Yeah.
Be reasonable. So that on December 31st, you don't say, hindsight was 2020.
Oh, hindsight was 2020.
Yeah, you get that, okay.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, I think. But no, I think it's going to be a great year. I mean, there's so many things in place.
Oh,
yeah. Just be a wonderful year. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, and I think we're just going to expand on what we have going on. Keep the focus on being positive.
You expand to me like the economy is good, the housing is good. So it's a presidential election, which is always brings a lot of fun. You know, you may not like it, but it's exciting.
Anxiety or fun.
Anxiety, exciting, whatever you want to call it.
But well, I've got Karen in the studio, though. I want to talk about some events that really are noteworthy and new and fun happening at Visit Yuma, formerly known as the Yuma Visitors Bureau. But you've got some food events and some other stuff happening, so I want to talk about those.
Yeah, everything really picks up now in January. It's the high season for tours in Yuma with Visit Yuma, so everybody can go on visityuma.com to look up tickets and get them right there. The new one this year, Sunset on the Ranch, that we've had a couple of those already, and they have gone fantastic. It's a gorgeous night out under the stars at the Yuma Agricultural Center there, and you're eating at long tables, farm to table style, with Chef Alex Trujillo, who cooks right on site right there. Folks take a tractor pulled wagon ride while they're there and have a fire pit afterwards. Great music, great wine and beer. It's a delicious dinner. Why not? As you're sitting there watching the sun go down over the field.
How many people in Yuma named Chef Alex? I mean, is there more than one?
There's only one.
That's right.
He's in demand because he's.
You don't even know his last name. It's Chef Alex.
Big events. He seems to always be there.
And he is so giving of his time. That's one of the things that I think is the greatest about Chef Alex. He's so giving of his time.
And he's one of those folks that Roger was talking about that have really brought, you know, the next generation of food to Yuma. What he's doing with the cultural taste, the Mexican flavors, taking it to the next level. Roger mentions in his latest blog article also Eddie Guzman at Tacos and
Oh my heavens, Tacos and Beer?
Yeah, fantastic.
He's done a nice job. Of course, everything he does a nice job.
So, I mean, Yuma really has become a food destination, and I think that's one of those secrets that is not quite out to everybody, but definitely one that we're pushing.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, people don't realize, get off the freeway, you know, tacos and beer, you're going to find some combinations of tacos that will blow your mind.
I like the prison brewery.
Prison Hill.
Prison Hill.
Great job.
Wonderful job they're doing. And they're really reaching out, distributing Yuma beer in Phoenix. That's really good.
Chef Alex opening up JT Brothers, the sandwich shop over there on 32nd Street. He's got some sandwich combinations and salad combinations that are just so unique and so creative.
And right next to a Vietnamese restaurant. Did you know that?
And he's doing very, very well, by the way.
Both of them are.
Yes, indeed. So, and you have some military tours, too, Karen?
Those are kind of the hot times coming up for those. So we have two tours at the Yuma Proving Ground. We've got Behind the Big Guns. We've got several of those coming up. And also YPG at Ease. There's a little difference between the two. People can read about that on our website, visityuma.com, under the tickets section, or certainly call our office if you'd want more information. We also have the tours on base at the Marine base. So URA, MCAP, those are coming up. Those do need a two-week lead period for people to buy tickets ahead of time because you do need to get cleared through security. But we've got plenty of dates left. January, February, March.
And the security on base, I mean, you need your driver's license number, your exact name on your driver's license, the last four digits of your social, and your date of birth. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, or if you're not a U.S. citizen, a lot of times they can clear you through with a passport. Canadians, we've had Germans join us on the tour. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. So when people leave the dinners, okay, what are they saying as they leave?
Fantastic. You know, that's the input we get either on our Facebook page or that they're sharing with us on little mini surveys that we do at the end. Even the tour Savor, it's called Savor Tour, that we take people around where you're savoring the foods. You're taken by coach to three different restaurants, and you have appetizer or soup. The next place you have entree. The next place you have dessert. So that's, I think a lot of humans are surprised that they think they know their restaurants, and then they are served something a little different that maybe the restaurant might not have on the menu, but that they do with love and really put together carefully these wonderful little bites or whatever it is that just makes for a really special evening. So people are really charmed and thrilled by the dinners that we host for them.
And the Savor Tours, how often do those happen?
Now, those are a couple times each month during January, February, and March. And then we also have brand new this year our History Tours. And so those are at Tina Clark's St. Paul Cultural Center. Those are going to be in every other week for the next 12 weeks. And those, of the six of those history dinners, they'll each have a different theme. They might be looking back at history of the river through the different centuries. Let's say the, you know, gold miner history, the territorial days, up closer to present day with Yuma. It's an unprecedented chance for us. Kathy Reeves, who's a local resident, third generation Yuman, her mother was a great photographer in Yuma, and who just loved to snap pictures of the different buildings and look at the architecture. And now as we look back at those photos from the 60s, 70s, it's kind of amazing to see where the place has come.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one can tell a story like Tina Clark can tell a story.
Nice job. Now, her facility's not that big, so to get a dinner there, it's kind of cozy. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's about 50 people for each of those dinners. So, again, go on visit yuma.com to reserve your tickets right away. And those the dinners are coming up January 16th and 30th, February 6th and 20th, and March 12th and 26th for the history dinners.
You can't see this on radio, but I'm showing Karen my photo of my ghost.
Oh, boy.
The ghost tour with Tina Clark.
There's definitely something there.
She says, take a picture of the Lena building. You might see something in the window. People have been known to take a photo and see something in the window.
You found a ghost.
This ghost was in front of me, and I didn't take a picture of that man. That man was right there. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him when I took the picture.
Yeah.
And so that's being shown at some of the ghost tours as well. Because the real photograph, you can see eyes, mustache, butch haircut. Yeah, there's somebody there. But he wasn't there when I took the picture. It's anytime you do a ghost trolley tour or a ghost walking tour, I recommend you take it because it's really something special.
And you guys do that too, right?
That's through the Sanguinetti House. So
the Sanguinetti House,
for tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've got their season's just really kicking off also for those.
Right.
So what's interesting about your visit Yuma is that we're trying to attract folks to come here, but there are dozens and dozens and dozens of events that you do for the locals as well.
Absolutely. All the festivals.
Oh, yeah.
The iceberg drop. We were just voted number two strangest thing to drop by USA Today.
Yeah, that's nice.
We really got a lot of worldwide
event.
Play for that.
Wonderful. Wonderful event.
Thousands
was
of people.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah,
awesome
it really
event.
Was packed. When Mechanicsville, Indiana can drop a wrench, well, we can certainly drop a head of lettuce.
Yeah,
we were better.
Far better.
The weather was warmer.
Yeah, and I think the Penn Signs and what they do, the extra care that they take into that, we really showed this year as well.
Yeah, they really put extra care into it and did a great job with all of it this year. We really appreciate them.
So more information, I go to visityuma.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very simple. Find out about all of the great tours, the events they have going on. Again, it's been a great hour, Karen. Thank you for sharing with us. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.